Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF here on this Friday morning. We do now have on the line, we have Representative Rich Prell. He just came off the House floor not 20 minutes ago. They had a marathon session. They started, I think, at 7 a.m. yesterday morning, and they just basically ended probably about 20 minutes ago, so nearly 25 hours on the floor, which I would be totally give out. And, sir, like you said, if you feel like you're a little zombied out, I completely understand. How are you doing this morning, Mr. Perel?
Actually, I'm doing pretty well.
So, a marathon session that you guys just got through with, because it was right at the end of the legislative session. Of course, that's going to be the big story. What are the few of the things that was discussed during this very long session?
Well, I'll start with the last one that we concur on, which was House Bill 2054, and it provides some oversight for the spending of the CARES federal dollars that are coming into the state, the $1.25 billion. It will provide some oversight for that. It also addresses some oversight on, you know, what the governor has proposed, you know, what she proposes on the phases and those kind of things. One small item in there is the remote notary. Is, you know, people can't get in to get a notary, and so they're able to do it online. That would let them do it online at this point in time. It also limits some of the liability that some of our doctors and hospitals and nurses and nursing homes might have due to this COVID-19 virus. So it was a very inclusive bill. There was a lot of debate. It got rather heated at some point in time, but in the end, it passed. It passed 76-34, and so it will go now to the governor. And of course, the governor has the right and the ability to either sign it into law, allow it to sit there for 10 days and not sign it, and it becomes law, or the governor can veto it. So time will tell what she ends up doing with that particular one. Another one that actually Representative Jim Kelly was the person that carried it, and that was House Bill 2619, and it will set up some new loans that can be made, low interest loans to small business, to our ag producers and ranchers. They would be able to get loans at a low rate of up to $250,000 over a 10-year period of time. The fiscal note on that, the first year is $2 million, and then every year thereafter is, I believe, $3.9 million. So when you figure it out over the 10 years, it costs, a significant amount. It would actually end up costing about $10 million. But the savings to the business owners and to the ag producers would be in the neighborhood of $20 million. Or it would be cost, told you wrong, it would cost $80 million that they would save and put back into the economy $200 million. So to me, it's a win-win. And there's dollars that are set aside at this point in time, $60 million that can be loaned on housing. It hasn't been used. It's never been used since 2014 when it started. So it's, we're not having to put an additional $60 million in. So it's so that's good. It does give a tax benefit to banks of about 0.25%, but they have pledged to on these loans make sure that the rate is at least 0.25% less than what it would have been. So I think it's a win-win. It's not only banks, it's banks, it's savings and loans, it's credit unions, and it's farm service agencies. So or the old federal land bank. So I think it's something that's going to be good for our area in southeast Kansas, for our small businesses and for our ag producers.
So it does sound like some good things there, though, that got voted on. And you were talking earlier about Governor Kelly can, you know, either leave that bill sitting on her desk for 10 days or she can outright veto it. Would you guys have the ability to come back and try to override that veto, though?
No, we would not, because today was the sine die, which is the last day of session. And the only thing that we could do is, you know, the governor could call a special session, and of course the governor is going wouldn't do that. For us to come back, try to override a veto, and the other way would take 2/3 of the House and 2/3 of the Senate, and that's just like overriding a veto, and that's virtually impossible. You know, it's possible, but it's really, really difficult.
Right. So, again, we'll see if Governor Kelly does sign that one bill, House Bill 2054, about several different things. We'll see if she goes ahead and signs it into law or if she vetoes her or basically lets it sit on her desk for 10 days, which is basically the same thing as vetoing it, is it not?
Yeah, if she lets it sit on her, it'd be the same as if she signed it. She leaves it 10
days.
And doesn't do anything. Then it becomes law without her signature.
Okay. So I guess I forgot that in civics class, that if they don't sign it, that it is good, it's not the other way around.
It would become law after 10 days.
Okay. So, again, we'll see if she does sign those bills. And Representative Prell, I know we're at the end of the legislative session now. I don't know if we'll have a special session called, because I know you guys had been out of the office for a while because of the COVID-19 pandemic that was going on. Do you expect maybe a special session to be called, or did you guys get everything you wanted to get done in this session? Were you able to get it done last night?
No, we really didn't get everything done by any means that we would like to have gotten done. For instance, in transportation, we heard a number of bills and actually had them below the line where they could have been heard on the House floor, but they didn't. They never did get above the line. And so actually those bills die at the end of this session. They'll have to be reintroduced next year, and I don't expect a special session.
Okay, so not expecting a special session this year. We're talking to Representative Richard Perrell, who just came off a marathon, almost 24, actually just a little over a 24-hour marathon session on the House floor. And one thing I did want to ask you, because the legislative session ended on the 21st, is it because you started this marathon session on the 21st that was allowed to go overnight into a new day?
Yeah. That's correct. And, you know, we have in our rules, we can't go past midnight unless it's by a vote of the House. You know, it takes at least 63 members to vote to extend the session past midnight. And we did that last night. It was debated for almost an hour, but about 10 o'clock it was voted to extend the session past midnight. And of course, we went till 8 o'clock this morning.
Well, I hope some of the legislators were able to get some catch a quick power nap, 15 minutes. I hope you were able to kind of do that too, get up and move around and kind of keep the blood flowing.
I was able to get up and move around and do this kind of thing, but no, I didn't. It's hard for me to just take a nap, like, you know, in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't, but I'm unfortunate, because my wife was up there and she at least had a place, a motel where she could sleep last night. And so now she's driving and we're driving home in a horrible rainstorm right now.
Yeah, that rain is coming down pretty hard out there. We had some storms come through earlier. In fact, we had our production director. She showed us a picture. A large tree came within 5 foot of her house.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like a huge branch broke off. I mean, a massive branch nearly hit her house. But it didn't hit her house, so that's good news. But, yeah, it's kind of wild out there. So I want you guys to be careful heading on back. And I'll let you get some rest, Representative Prell. Thank you for all the hard work. work that you did, though, during this legislative session. I know it was very difficult with the COVID-19, just kind of threw things, you know, into a just into a wild area that, you know, that nobody that's pretty much unprecedented for anybody that's ever seen this. But we appreciate all the hard work you've done up there at Topeka.
It's not a problem, and I would like to tell you thank you to you and to KGGF for allowing me the privilege of coming on once a month. And if I'm reelected next year, this year, then I hope I'll be able to continue that next session.
Absolutely. We would love to have you back at the end of the month. Every month, we would love to have you back, sir. And we hope you have a fantastic day. Get some rest. And we hope, again, you have a great weekend as well.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that was Representative Rich Prell coming off a massive, long legislative session that just, man, I don't know if I could do that. I'd be sleepy, that's for sure. But we appreciate all the work that he did. And we appreciate him coming on today, even after that long, long session, to speak with us for a few minutes about what went up at Topeka here in the past 24 hours. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, you know what time it is? It's time for Open Line. We're going to take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or if you want to weigh in on today's Nickel Hitching Pulse Poll question of the day. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It is rainy out there, so get the umbrella.